You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Good morning and welcome to another edition of Play Me or Fade Me. And thank you for joining us as always. Well, it was a good day for us on the podcast yesterday. We go 2-1 in college football. Yes, even though Oregon got crushed, it only counts as one loss, thankfully. Then in college basketball, we go 5-2. We hit our NBA total. We missed in the NHL, but for the day, we finish $327.20 to the positive. And we'll take that because we got a lot of games in action today. Let's lead off with the 8 conference championship games in college football. We dropped these on our special edition podcast yesterday. It is Kent State and Northern Illinois under the 74.5. We're playing San Diego State and Utah State under the 50. We're on Baylor plus 5.5 over Oklahoma State. We're on App State minus the 3 over Louisiana. We're on Cincinnati minus the 10.5 over Houston. We're on Wake Forest plus the 3 over Pittsburgh. We're on Iowa, the Hawkeyes, plus 11 over Michigan. And we're on Alabama, plus 6.5 over Georgia. So those are the games we gave you yesterday. Now let's get to the card for today. We're going to lead off in the FCS playoffs, where last night we cashed a ticket on the Grizz of Montana over Eastern Washington. Game number one for us is East Tennessee State, plus 2.5 over Kennesaw State. So our guy Sam Herter from Hero Sports had a nice write-up on this game. He's picking ETSU to win 28-27, and I like the pick. ETSU pounded Vanderbilt in the season opener 23-3. Vandy was a bad team, but 5 schools in the SEC couldn't beat Vandy by the same margin. So I'm going to back the Buccaneers today, plus the 2.5 over Kennesaw State. Next up, it is James Madison, minus 15 over Southeast Louisiana. So I feel like I need to give JMU some love since I've picked against their basketball team on a consistent basis. Southeast Louisiana, they got a good offense. They're averaging 47 points per game. But the JMU D is giving up only 15 points per game. As the old saying goes, something's got to give in this one. Sam likes JMU to win by 20. JMU has a 24-point average margin of victory this year. So I'm willing to lay the 15 on the Dukes of James Madison over Southeast Louisiana. Next up, we go to the Frozen Pond, where we need a victory. We're going to play Washington minus the 1.5 over Columbus at a plus 115. So the Capitals are 7-1-4 at home this year. Last time out, we bet on them, and they lost 4-3 to Chicago in a shootout. Meanwhile, the Blue Jackets are 4-6 on the road. Last time out, they lost 3-2 at Dallas. So the Blue Jackets have lost 3 straight on this road trip. The Capitals have lost 2 straight. Somebody's got to win. And I'm going to take the first place Caps tonight, minus the 1.5 at a plus 115. Next up, we go to the Association. We're on the NBA hardwood. We've won 2 straight. Can we make it 3? Well, we'll find out. It is the Clippers and the Kings under 216.5. So both teams are 12-11 to the under this year. We're trying this flip thing again tonight. The Kings last played on December 1st against these same Clippers. The total was 215, and it went over with 239 points. The total has increased to 216.5 this time around, and we hope to flip the script again. We're going the under 216.5 with the Clippers and the Kings. Next up, we go to college basketball, our normal 7 games on the card. Game number 1, Iowa State, plus 5 at Creighton. So Coach McDermott's old team comes to Omaha tonight with his former assistant, TJ, at the helm. The Cyclones are 7-0 this season with upset wins over Memphis, Xavier, and Oregon State. Not a bad start. Meanwhile, the Blue Jays are 7-1 with their best win being an 8-point win at Nebraska as an underdog. Only loss this year for them, a 14-point loss to a very good Colorado State team. This is likely fool's gold, but Iowa State has done too much to pass up. I'm on the Clones, +5 at Creighton. Game number two in college hoops for us, it is Cal State Fullerton, -2.5 over Pacific. So Pacific is 2-4 this year, 1-5 against the spread. Very competitive, but nothing stands out. Last time out for them, they lost by 6 at UC Davis. Fullerton is set 3-4 so far this season with wins over George Washington, at San Diego, and at Northern Arizona. Last time out, they lost by 13 to Wyoming at home. We bet on the Cowboys that game. I like the Fullerton resume this year, so I'm going to back the Titans tonight, -2.5 against Pacific. Next up, we're going to play Gonzaga, -9.5 over Alabama. Should we be concerned about Mark Few's club after the loss to Duke and the 9-point win over Tarleton State? No. We called the Duke game, and the letdown against Tarleton wasn't unexpected, given what they had just played in Vegas. The Zags will be refocused tonight, so I want you to remember the 12-point win over Texas and the 20-point win over UCLA. The Zags will have the crowd advantage tonight in Seattle. I respect Alabama, but I wouldn't want to be them tonight, facing an angry bunch of Bulldogs. I'm on the Zags, -9.5 tonight over Alabama. Next up, we go USC, +1 at Washington State. So we're going to find out what the Trojans are made of. A road game in conference will tell me everything I need to know. Washington State is coming off one of the more unique scores of the year, a 51-29-point victory over Arizona State. How someone only scores 29 points in college basketball is beyond me. The Cougars have only lost one game this season. It was a 5-point loss to Eastern Washington in yet another head-scratcher. USC is a perfect 7-0 this season with very impressive back-to-back wins, an upset win against San Diego State, and then they crushed Utah by 20. I'm going to take USC +1 on the road at Washington State. Next up, it is St. Bonaventure, -2.5 over Buffalo. So it looks like everyone has left the Bonnie bandwagon after that 10-point loss to Northern Iowa. But let's don't overreact. This team beat Marquette, Clemson, and Boise State in 3 consecutive games. Buffalo is a solid club with a nice 3-point win at North Texas this season. But the Bonnies are at home, and they're going to win this one. I'm on St. Bonaventure, -2.5 over Buffalo. Next up, we head to Oxford, Mississippi. Ole Miss, +1 over Memphis. So this is a pair of 5-2 teams. Memphis has lost back-to-back games as an 11-point favorite. They lost to Iowa State and Georgia. Ole Miss, meanwhile, they've accomplished nothing this season. They do have losses to Marquette and Boise on their resume. This is a big one for Ole Miss. Memphis just appears a little off as Penny tries to tweak that offense. So I'm going to take the Rebels today to beat a down Memphis team. Rebels +1.5 over Memphis. Final game on the card, it is Wright State +3 over Cleveland State. So I've lost in the Raiders several times this season, but they keep sucking me back in. They're 1-5 straight up and against the spread, but they won the conference opener at Purdue Fort Wayne by 13. So that gives me hope that they just needed to get back to Horizon League play to become the team I love. Cleveland State has won 3 in a row with nothing unexpected on the resume. One more time, we're going to go Wright State +3 over Cleveland State. Then just for the record, I'm not playing it because of my Wisconsin record, but I do love Marquette today +5.5 at Wisconsin. But once again, that is not a play for the podcast because I can't win on Wisconsin games, but just wanted to get that on the record just in case I can brag about it tomorrow. Okay, let's recap our card for a Saturday. Like I said, it is a big day. It's going to be a fun day in the FCS playoffs. We're on East Tennessee State +2.5 over Kennesaw State. We're on James Madison -15 over Southeast Louisiana. On the Frozen Pond, we like Washington -1.5 over Columbus at a +115. In the NBA, we're going Clippers and Kings under the 216.5. In college basketball, we like Iowa State +5 over Creighton. We like Cal State Fullerton -2.5 over Pacific. We like the Zags of Gonzaga -9.5 over Alabama. We like USC +1 at Washington State. We're on the Bonnies of St. Bonaventure -2.5 over Buffalo. We're on Ole Miss plus 1.5 over Memphis. And we like Wright State plus 3 at Cleveland State. So that's your card for a Saturday. We will drop our special edition podcast for the National Football League a little bit later this morning. So as always, manage that bankroll. Don't chase money. Have fun, and let's cash some tickets together. Good luck, everyone.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.